Falling leaves and falling temperatures mean it's time to put the garden to bed. But before you tuck everything in for a long winter's nap, why not join me, Skip Mancini, for an autumn edition of Growing on the High Plains. Seems much of the news of the nation and the world is based on crisis, with one terrorist attack or weather disaster rapidly following another. That's one reason why my news supply often centers around public radio, with its calm, quiet, and balanced reporting. But during the last few months, I've been drawn into several print stories that are reporting very disturbing news about the struggle to maintain honeybee populations around the world. Bees, and consequently beekeepers, are facing stressful times as population numbers and numbers of hives are falling dramatically. Now, some folks may take a Marie Antoinette attitude and say, if honey supplies dwindle, let them use sugar. But that is a sure sign that those folks don't know the whole story on the important roles that bees play in the producing of the world's food supplies. Not only do bees produce millions of pounds of honey to be used as a favorite natural sweetener, they also pollinate 90% of the planet's crops and plants, and more than one-third of the food supply of many countries. If you enjoy fruits and vegetables, or use coffee or cotton, then you are dependent upon bees for pollinating and ultimately producing those crops. Without bees, California almonds will be a thing of the past, as they depend 100% on bee pollination. During the past spring, there were barely enough of the viable honeybees needed to service California's $4 billion almond industry. 90% of apples, asparagus, avocados, broccoli, blueberries, and onions are dependent on bee activity. And the list goes on, with cherries, plums, melons, and citrus fruits taking a major hit if honeybees are not around to help create a harvest. Here at home on our high plains, the Kansas Honey Producers Association has seen a huge drop in the number of hives statewide that mirrors similar decreases worldwide. Reasons for this critical situation include climate change, disappearing habitat, mites, and pesticides. Bee pastures are disappearing as farmers provide less alfalfa and wildflowers where bees can flourish by gathering the nectar. Instead, farmers are planting more wheat, milo, and corn for ethanol and corn syrups because there is a greater profit from these crops. Pesticides can quickly wipe out a colony of bees as the insects pick up the killer chemicals in pollen and bring them back to the hive. Some Kansas beekeepers move their hives to South Texas in the winter, where the weather is warmer and there is more moisture, and they keep them there until much of the aerial spraying is completed at home. Efforts are currently being made by the European Union to better control the use of special pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are deadly to bees and other beneficial insects. Another threat to honeybees is the spread of destructive mites that attack and kill the bees, and a mysterious and devastating malady called CCD, or colony collapse disorder. Beginning a half dozen years ago, beekeepers began to experience a huge jump in the number of hives that lost their total populations of bees during the winter. Honeybees are dying on a scale never seen before, and the reasons remain a mystery. Four common species of bumblebees in the U.S. have declined 97% in recent decades. Across the U.S., concerns and worries about the honeybee's future, and thus the future of much of the country's agriculture, continue to grow. A world without honeybees would be a poorer and a hungrier world. And the loss of bees may be a sign of other possible disorders in the nature of things. Some information used in writing this story came from Charlene Scott Meyer's article about Kansas beekeepers, printed in the fall 2013 issue of The Legend Magazine.